Hi, everyone. It's Julie. Before we get started, a quick note. I can't believe it's been 17 weeks already that I've been doing this podcast. While I do all the coordination of the episodes and the production work, there's a whole team of people who's helped make this podcast possible. Dana Billings mixes and masters every episode. Alden Robinson designed the website. Nicole Singer made the artwork. And Margaret Youngberg is the new production assistant for the podcast, helping me coordinate everything and post the episode every week. In addition, we have a whole host of volunteer collaborators. This podcast has really been a labor of love for me, but for it to continue sustainably, I need some financial support. So it's time for a Patreon. I received some grants from CDSS and Pinewoods to cover the initial expenses of producing the podcast so far. And now I need your support to continue the podcast going forward. All the money spent to create Stars in the Rafters has a trickle-down effect and goes to other members of the community. I have loved hearing from you every week and sharing this little moment with you. You can find the Patreon and contribute and reach out to me at starsintherafters.com. We're also starting a separate fund for musicians to commission new works for musicians, inspired by our experiences in this pandemic. Thank you, everyone. I've really valued this time with you. Welcome to Stars in the Rafters. This is Julie. I'm loving the glory of summer, the way the evenings are getting cool now, the bounty of the garden. It seems like we spent weeks waiting for cucumbers and zucchini, and now there are so many, it's easy to take them for granted. Things are green and lush and beautiful. But at least for me, it's also been a pretty hard week, after a hard month, in the middle of a hard year. Maybe we all get moments like this. Some days, I just feel like I don't have inspiring words or flashes of insight. And on these days, I place my comfort and inspiration in the things that are bigger than me and the things that will be here far longer than I am and have been here before I ever was and the constant cycles of nature. And I just try to embrace what is. In this week's episode, we have music from Nova, Mac, myself, and Lissa Schneckenberger. Ben Williams reads a poem by Sarah Teasdale. Margaret Youngberg reads a poem by William Wordsworth. And I read a poem by Cale Young Rice to music by Aaron Marcus. As always, you could reach out to me at starsintherafters.com. You can submit music or poetry, contribute to our new Patreon to help support the podcast, contribute to our new fund for musicians, or just say hello. I love hearing from you. Take care, everyone. Thank you.
Stars by Sarah Teasdale. Alone in the night on a dark hill, with pines around me, spicy and still, and a heaven full of stars over my head, white and topaz and misty red, myriads with beating hearts of fire that eons cannot vex or tire. Up the dome of heaven, like a great hill, I watch them marching, stately and still, and I know that I am honored to be witness of so much majesty.
I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud by William Wordsworth. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft when on my couch I lie in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils.
It's not that easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When you think it might be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that. You blend in with so many other ordinary things, and people tend to pass you over 'cause you're not standing out like flashy sparkles in the water or the stars in the sky. But green is the color of spring, thank you.
A Song for Healing by Cale Young Bryce. When I return to the world again, the world of fret and fight, to grapple with godless things and men, in battle wrong or right, I will remember this, the sea, and the white stars hanging high, and the vessel's bow, where calmly now I gaze to the boundless sky. When I am deaf with the din of strife and blind amid despair, when I am choked with the dust of life and long for free soul air, I will recall this sound, the seas, and the wide horizon's hope, and the wind that blows, and the phosphor snows that fall as the cleft waves ope. When I am beaten, when I fall on the bed of black defeat, when I have hungered and in gall have got but shame to eat, I will remember this, the sea, and its tide as soft as sleep, and the clear night sky that heals for aye all who will trust its deep.